Up and Tom, it's been interesting to me to hear the different coaches and with the girls program now becoming so prevalent. What it's been, maybe not quite 10 years, but just the growth in girls wrestling for probably what the last 5 years or so. It's amazing.
Well, as soon as they the coaches association started running a girls state meet, it exploded. The numbers and it was like it started pre-COVID, and they held the first three girls' state tournaments down at Hilliard Davidson, and my good friend Ray Anthony's over there. Ray helped get referees to kind of volunteer their time, and I worked the table. That we had volunteers to work the tables, and to get that exposure was just tremendous for the girls' wrestling, and then for the state of Ohio to kind of get bullied into adopting it as an OHSAA sport was a huge help as well.
All right, we've got Jason Stedman joining us. Jason, I was trying to tell you to maybe bring. There you go.
Get that mic up there. Up close and personal, Jason. I know that.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
There you go.
How's doing?
Like you're laying in an airplane or something.
Yeah, right.
Real good. Take it away, Tom.
Jason, ninth year as head coach already?
I think
God,
so.
God, you've been around for a long time, man.
I had to look up last year's to remember how many. I've been involved with the program since I've been with the school, so about 20 years. So.
Outstanding. Jason, looks like you got a really strong group of kids coming back. Tell us about some of your returners this year, and then maybe some of the new kids are going to help fill that lineup out for you.
Yeah. So we have three returning district qualifiers, and two of them, I think, won at least two matches at districts. Isaiah Garcia, he's a junior, 126 pounder. He's as tough as they get. He's not the slickest kid, but he just comes out and brings the fight. And it's exciting to watch. Dom Rodriguez is a sophomore. He's another kid that, he just finds a way to win. And he's gotten a little bit bigger this year. He'll be 138-pounder. But he's another one. It's like you can never, as long as we're only down by 14, he still has a chance. And he's kind of one of those kind of kids that, you never doubt him and don't question what he does. He's the one that defies the rules of reaching back. And it's like, I guess you brought, you reach back and something good happened. We also have Josiah Longo, who is a junior, and this kid put on a good amount of weight and mass. He's an outstanding football player and just dedicated to everything he does. And to watch, he's got one of the most beautiful doubles I've ever seen. And when it's on, there's nobody stopping him. I hate to bring this up, but I remember last year he came out and we bumped him up to wrestle Tristan Green from Keystone. Tristan, great kid, but we caught him off guard. Yeah. Longo takes him down in the first, Tristan Green proceeded to dismantle him, but, he's got a great double leg and it's hard to stop. We have outstanding freshman group coming in, Octavius Hines, jiu-jitsu kid, outstanding jiu-jitsu kid who's kind of figured out that little in-between with wrestling. He found a way to make wrestling and jiu-jitsu mix. And while he was going and doing all this jiu-jitsu, he was taking some friends with him. They're all wrestlers, and it's kind of transitioned into outstanding wrestlers. Israel Vieira, another one. He's a 138-pounder, 144. Preston Nagy. I watched Preston Nagy once getting back points while posted back on his two hands. I mean, that's still who does that? And he just makes it look easy. And then we have another newcomer, Shiloh Montgomery, Beetleman, who was out last year a little bit, and then returned, he got a lot bigger. He's a freshman. He's just scrappy. I mean, he goes through the room, he's scrappy as all get out. And then we have an outstanding sophomore, Sylvester Montanez, who he took advantage of the summer and put a lot of time in. And I think come the end of the season, this is going to be the kid to watch. He's a 13-pounder looking to make a drop to 6. I'm like, why? I think we could compete at 13. And he's, just when you think he's done exploring technique, he comes in with something different, and he's using it. It's not like just coming in and showing me. He's using it in live goes. So he's pretty exciting. Two seniors we have, Greg O'Hearn returning. I get him back from football. So he's about a week in. Clearview made a nice little football run this year. So gave him some time off. He's coming in at 175. He's a kid that since seventh grade I can remember. He's this big, burly kid. tosses kids around, and he finds another one that finds a way to win. And then we had an unfortunate loss of Isaac DeAndrea. I don't know if you guys have heard about Clearview's offensive line. No? Well, anyway, we had my 165 and my 175-pounder make up the right guard and the right tackle on the offensive line. Oh. Well, DeAndrea had an unfortunate injury in the last playoff game, and he's going to be out for the rest of the year on an ACL rehab. So that kind of stinks. But, you know, you throw in a bunch of other hard workers, and you've got a nice room.
Jason, talk to me. You know, you've been at Clearview for a long, long time. Mike Collier, one of the great guys.
Yeah.
Great guys in football, AD. How important is that you guys are in the building, know the kids, know what Clearview's mission is, and how does that help you guys in working together to prepare football players to be wrestlers and vice versa?
Well, it's like I have to compete with football to see my kids over the summer for the most part. So they're already doing the right things. They're in the weight room lifting. They're doing all the, you know, speed and agility stuff. Mike Collier brought on a great, you know, great staff of just alumni that are hungry to get in and work with these kids. So I know when I'm not working with them, they are. And it's kind of like, you know, there's no wrong way to turn. These kids are always exposed to something athletic. But Mike is, you know, as far as having kids wrestle, like we've football players and wrestle. I mean, we're a small school. We got to share. And, you know, I had probably about 8 or 9 football players that are on my team now, and it's kind of just waiting for them to get back into that wrestling shape.
So with all these young men you were telling us about, and you went on and on about them, which is great. I was just kind of wondering, curious, what are the expectations? I would assume expectations are up there a little bit,
right?
The way you describe these young men.
Well, it's not very often that we come in with expectations for freshmen, and I'll tell you what, I mean, I expect to see these kids participating deep into the postseason. If not, you know, I'm not going to go and make that, you know, number one rule and say, oh, we're going to see them down in the state podium, but they're definitely going to be major contributors in our season when it comes to dual and when it comes to the conference. And then, you know, sectional tournament. I think they can compete with it. And come that time, I think they'll be ready to compete with anybody.
With that being said, Jason, you guys have kind of hung around the middle of the LC8.
Yeah.
I think you were fourth last year in the conference tournament, probably about the same place for duels. So what does that make the expectation this year? Are you saying to those guys, listen, time for us to make that leap that we need to be challenging 2-1 up there? Is that
100%. 100%. I think that's always the mindset. You know, the Lorraine tournament that we're opening it up in, that's the mindset for that tournament. You know, it's go out and put as much points on the board and have a nice day at the end of the day. You know, it's all going to work out. But, no, these kids are definitely hungry. They're definitely ready to compete. And I think when it comes to the postseason, I hope to see a lot of them on the ride.
Great stuff. Well, you know that we'll see you down the road at some point in time. I think there's going to be a little surprise with where the district tournament's going to be this year. I think that that'll make some people a little bit happier for Division III. So
that just made me happy right there.
good stuff to you, Jason. Have a great season.
Hey, you too. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Jason Stedman, the head coach of the Clearview Clippers. We're up against.